The reading started out today with a little book that's sometimes easy to skip over and miss, and it's kind of tucked away in the last part of your testament, but you're familiar with the gentleman, his name is Jonah. And most of us are very familiar with the story of Jonah being swallowed by a great fish and that whole thing. But today we find ourselves later in the book of Jonah. And it's interesting that they left out a couple words in the reading for whatever reason, but I want to read what you'll find if you open your Bibles. This is what it will say in the third chapter of the book of Jonah. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to its message. The second time. Interesting that it's in the scripture. And how often have there been times in my own life that I'd like to have had a chance to repeat of a failing or a wrongdoing, or have a chance when I realized I had taken the short view on something and would have liked to have gone back and do things differently. I am absolutely sure that the people of Nineveh were glad that God took the long view regarding the city, and that, what's even better yet, that the people of Nineveh responded to the message that God sent through Jonah, and great things happened in that city. The second time God came to Jonah. By the way, he's not the only one in Scripture that God had to talk to more than once. In fact, Moses, if you count almost five times, Moses said, no, leave me alone. But finally, after the fifth time, Moses finally said, all right. So Jonah's not the only one in Scripture that we read about the patience of God. Thank God he is. Then we find Jesus moving through Galilee after his baptism, and John has been put in prison, proclaiming the message, and his message was that the kingdom of God was at hand. And he proceeds, and you hear the account that he finds these different individuals and the sons of Zebedee, and he calls them, and what's interesting and odd for a lot of us is they left what they were doing and followed him. Kind of unusual. We would think of someone just dropping things and going off in another way, we would think it was crazy. But in those days, in the scriptures, we find these men, there must have been something so compelling to meet the master and then be in his presence that at that moment they're willing to go on. Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians today may sound a bit odd if you listen to it. Your husband act if you have no wives. Guys, how much trouble we would get into if we did that. But if you read all of that Corinthians, Paul is talking about something, and also I find in the writings in the Gospel of Mark, and it's this. How important it is for us of how we live in this present time, and that we need to always have an eternal perspective. An eternal perspective. That's something that we as believers need to keep in our minds as we travel through this life. Is it easy sometimes to keep an eternal perspective in the midst of busyness, disappointment in life, and raising kids, and going to school, and working, and getting into a routine? No. As I'm aware, and you are, it's not always easy to keep an eternal perspective. What are the components that make up an eternal perspective? Well, there's not enough time today to explore that. However, I want to land on one of the things about having an eternal perspective. I can imagine that the disciples that were in the gospel today were clueless on what they were about to expect in the journey that they were embarking on. But I'm sure at the end of it, after years of being part of it, I'm sure they would stand before us and say that it was worth the trip. Even those times that mistakes were made, hardships were experienced by them, and all that they went through, they would say that it was worth it. But once they understood their lives from an eternal perspective, and if you listen to the gospel, and if we go along, you hear Jesus talking to us about Father and keeping our minds on him. They even continued the journey after the Lord went back to his Father. How can I be assured of that, that they kept the eternal perspective? We, all of us, are living proof of that today, because the gospel message continued on. Likewise, the call goes out to all of us to remain faithful to the call that God has placed on each of our lives. And remember this, that even the mistakes we make, the failures that we will experience, the difficulties that we might experience, can become stuff of miracles when God is involved in it. So, in the disappointments and the failures and things that come our way sometimes, and in the midst of difficulty, let us remember and pray these words. Lord, give me eyes to see you. So I want to ask that question again that was asked last week in the gospel by the Lord to the people that were following him. He asked them, what? What are you looking for? And the same question goes out to us. What are you looking for? What are we looking for? Hopefully, your answer will be, as mine would be, Lord, I'm looking for you. And if you haven't seen him in a while, he's waiting. He's waiting for what? For you to look his way.